National Signing Day 2020 in the books. Andrew Byrne here. It's the Stang Gang 2020 podcast, and I'm joined by Midwestern State football coach Bill Maskell. And coach, National Signing Day, always an exciting time. Let's get your thoughts on this overall class that Midwestern State brings in. 39 athletes out of high school to continue their career here at Midwestern State. Your thoughts on this incoming class?
Well, I think we've got a lot of athleticism. Really excited about how hard the coaches worked and where they went to find all these guys. I like our balance. We've got, I think, 10 or 11 DBs and six linebackers and six D linemen. And offensively, we've got six offensive linemen and four tight ends and four wide receivers and two running backs and a quarterback. So I think it's fairly balanced on both sides of the ball, and really think that we've hit on some really, really fine football players as well as student athletes.
Are there ever nerves as a football coach and a staff going into signing day waiting for the student athletes to send in their national letters of intent?
Well, yeah, because you never, at the last minute, there's always something that it might not go exactly the way you planned. Fortunately, everybody that we thought was going to sign did sign. We had a couple hiccups and kids getting their paperwork back early enough, but I mean, we wrapped it up about 2 this afternoon, and we're pleased. And again, at this time of the year, everybody's pleased. So it's just, we got to see what these guys do when they get here.
Taking a look at now some of the members of this class, one thing Midwestern State has done phenomenal over the years is recruit locally, and there's two kids coming in Josh Miles out of Burke Burnett High School. He is a 6'1", 180-pound wide receiver, played his high school football under head coach Jason Mang, and then Autry Blagg, 6'3", 205-pound tight end who played his high school football under Chris Jacket at Windthorst High School. So that continues the tradition for Midwestern State of bringing in guys from nearby in Wichita Falls.
Well, I think both those guys got a big upside. Coming from the programs they've come from, they've been well coached, and I think that both of them have got an opportunity to play and play a lot as time goes forward. What remains to be seen is if they're going to be physically ready to go next year. That'll be determined, as we get into fall camp next year.
Looking at the numbers a bit for Autry Blagg at Windthorst High School this past senior season, 59 catches, 806 yards, 11 touchdowns. As a tight end, sometimes you're asked to block, sometimes you're asked to go downfield. He did both of those things phenomenally, almost 2,000 receiving yards, and he also played some defense as well.
Yeah, he's really a play-hard guy. I mean, he goes hard. We've watched him play basketball. We saw him playing games. We've watched his tape. And he's a pretty impressive guy with his motivation and how hard he plays. You can just see it as to how hard he's going, and it's exciting to watch a guy that just plays hard all the time. And like I say, I think he's got a huge upside because he's got, coming from a smaller school, he plays every sport you can play. He's got a big frame. I'm anxious to get him into the weight room and just concentrate on football and not have to worry about, going from football to basketball to track and baseball, and see if we can't put some weight on him and watch him grow and develop.
How about this quarterback that Midwestern State brings in Zachary Bohannon out of American Heritage High School in Florida?
Really excited about him. We only visited, I think, 4 quarterbacks, and he was one of the guys that kind of came to his late. We researched him early and kind of liked the way he played. And coming from Florida, you know, he had some opportunities to go to some FCS places. And then all of a sudden, he became available. And because Morningwig did some research on him and brought him in for a visit. We liked him. He's got a huge upside. I mean, he's one of those guys I think is really positive, and I think he is going to get better with every day that he practices. And I can't tell you that he's a pure dual threat quarterback, but I think he's along the lines of he can run fairly well and he can throw fairly well. And now let's watch him grow and develop. I think you'll see big things from him down the road.
Midwestern State dealt with their fair share of injuries this past season, especially on the offensive line. And it looks like a stacked incoming class up on that line. 6 incoming linemen. One thing that stands out is the size of some of these guys. Matt Joyce, 6'5", 310 pounds out of Rockwall High School. Nicholas Wilson-Haymond, an offensive tackle, 6'5", 295 pounds out of Ridgepoint High School. A lot of size coming into Midwestern State.
Yeah, I think those two guys are probably a little bigger than that. They might be 6'6". They might be 310 to 320. We haven't signed a tackle like that in a long time, and they both move really well for their size. As much as we pull with our tackles and have to set up on the edge in the passing game, those two guys really bring a lot of size to what we do. And I think this, Gannon McKinney's dad played in the NFL for 7 years, and I think he's got a big upside. He's 6'4", 270, and I think Justin King's got a big upside. It's a little less, 6'3", 270. And Bird and Jackson are, typical guys that we get. They're about 6'1", about 260, and are guys that can move and are athletic. And again, I think most of these guys in the offensive and defensive line, it's difficult for them to step in and play right away, but I think these guys are going to be the future of what Midwesterners are going to be about down the road.
Is that what stuck out on film for you, how so many of these offensive linemen, despite their size, were able to move so quickly, especially when they were asked to pull on running plays?
Well, I think that, like I say, is it we fought, had to be, we were in a battle with every one of these kids. Now, King had surgery, late in the season, so he might not quite be ready, but he moved before he got hurt. He moved really well. Jackson's like I say, 6'1", 260-pound guy that moves. Bird, same, a little thicker. He might be 6'1", 270, but McKinney, Haymond, and Joyce are your bigger of those guys.
One thing that stands out on National Signing Day is you're not just projecting what these young men are going to do their first couple of semesters on campus, but you're looking 2, 3, 4 years down the line. What would you say is the toughest couple of positions that when you're out on the recruiting trail trying to project poses a problem?
Well, I think your O-line guys are guys that they've got to really develop. Most of the time that they're not as strong as the opponents that they're going to be going against and that they've got to gain some strength. Your D-line are generally guys that are faster twitch. I see some of these D-linemen making a run here and doing something this spring or this fall. I mean, I think those kids got a real good chance of stepping in. And what we basically try to look at is anybody that's a running back, wide receiver, DB, those guys have the skill level to get on the field. It just depends on how well they adjust from being away from home and how they fit into picking up everything we're doing along with being in a new environment. And the tight ends, linebackers, it just depends on how quickly they develop. And Our linebackers are probably a little bit ahead of our tight ends in terms of getting on the field, a little more advanced maybe with their bodies and playing time. And then your D line, like I say, they're a little bit faster twitch than our offensive line. I could see maybe one or two of those guys contributing next year in some shape, form, or fashion.
Midwestern State bringing in a host of players on the defensive line, and one young man who stood out on film, Randy Anthony, the defensive end out of David W. Carter High School, 6'2" tall, 225 pounds, and his ability to stop the run and get into the backfield and disrupt the passing game makes him a big threat arriving on campus.
Well, I think Anthony and Kelly are two guys that really, just based on film, they both are. All these guys are fast twitch. They're really quick twitch. I think, but Anthony and Kelly at the end spot, Poe at the end spot, maybe is more of a pass rushing guy, where Anthony and Kelly both can play the run and pass. And then you've got Thompson. Douglas is played in, but played tackle is a younger guy. Depends on what he does with his body. It's where he ends up, but we'll start him off at the end. But all those guys are guys that we would recruit time and time again, and because they're athletic. And we've proved that we can play with ends here that are freshmen. We've done that in the past, and every now and then, you know, we'll have a D tackle that'll stand out that can play.
What was the biggest area of need that Midwestern State needed to check off on National Signing Day?
Well, I think we running back. I think we got two running backs that I think they're quality backs. I see both those guys, if they can adjust to being in college and away from home for the first time. They're very talented kids, and Justin Abram and Jay Tyler Shaw. Those guys are really, really, really good players. And then I think probably the DBs and linebackers. If our linebackers didn't fit in and maybe step in and play some next year in some capacity. And then our DBs, I think that all those guys, we've upgraded our size. I think we've upgraded our athleticism, and anxious to see how well they grow and develop and mature.
You mentioned the tailback, Justin Abram, out of Fairfield High School, played his high school ball under head coach John Bachtel. 2,078 rushing yards, 30 rushing touchdowns. What stood out the most to you about the young man?
Well, I think that we approved him both as a defensive back and as a running back. And I knew that we were going to have other running backs, other defensive backs that were comparable to him. So as a running back, that he's just... He's got some speed. He's got some athleticism. He's got some power. And I think he can catch the ball out of the backfield. The big thing with running backs, most of the time they haven't been asked to block. So you've got to teach them how to block and get them ready to, pass protect.
Is it a difficult conversation as a head coach with a young man who plays multiple positions in high school, that when you're recruiting him, you tell him that you're just recruiting him for one position or the other and not both?
It depends on the kid. I think if the kid is a guy that thinks he can play both, and you tell him that we're going to try out and see where you fit the best, and then try to lock into that position. Others may think that they're more of a running back or more of a defensive back or receiver, or what have you. But in this case, this kid said, I'll play wherever you put me. But we think he's definitely, he had a couple FCS scholarship offers and kind of wanted to see if he could get to the Division I level, and people sniffed, but they didn't do much with him. And then the FCF offers went away. And so all of a sudden he's scrambling to try to find somewhere to go. And we'd been on him since last summer. So I think we got a steal there.
One area of concern for Midwestern State over the years that's seen its fair share of struggles has been special teams. Is that the toughest position to recruit out of high school?
Well, you know, the tough part about special teams guys is that usually your deep snapper is a guy that is either that's all he's doing or he's really, really good and he's going to be picked up by and plays another position and gets picked up by a Division I school. Your punter and place kicker in Texas anyway, everyone that we've evaluated over the last 3 or 4 years that we really like, they all take a Division I scholarship. The next level of guys, just a little bit step below them, they all, that we've evaluated, and of course you can't evaluate everybody, those guys are going to preferred walk-ons and to Division I schools. So then all of a sudden you go down to your third level of guys, and so yeah, that third level of guys is the next level, and we haven't done anything with those guys. We'd like to bring in a couple kickers and a couple punters and have them walk on and try out and see which one does the best. And we've had some success with that over the years, and in some cases we haven't. But I think Dylan Spears has been our punter for the last 2 years, and he's done a good job. And we've got to find a place kicker that can really come in and do something right away to compete for the position.
Earlier during the podcast, you mentioned Midwestern State bringing in double digits in cornerbacks and safeties. What excites you the most about that portion of the incoming class?
Well, I like those guys because they're long and they're athletic. You know, there's one of those guys might be a little bit undersized, but the rest of them are fairly good sized guys. I mean, we've got some length out there and some guys that can run, and I really like what we've got there. I mean, it has been a moving. You know, what happens is you start with a big board at all these positions, and then you narrow it down, and then you go back as recruiting goes on. You go back and rewatch the tape, and you reevaluate and re-rank these guys at all of our positions. And you know, there's a couple guys on the board that we re-ranked as time went on that ended up being better in our evaluation than some kids that were ranked a little bit higher earlier, just because we had a chance to go back and maybe evaluate and playing basketball or just watching the tape again. So I think we've got some really talented DBs coming in.
Two of them in Joshua Robertson and Isaiah Gardner filled up the stat sheets in their senior season. Robertson out of Woodrow Wilson High School, playing under Tony Benedetto, 51 tackles, 7 tackles for a loss. Isaiah Gardner out of Irving Nimitz High School played his ball under Brian Rogers, 86 tackles, 10 tackles for a loss. And in today's game, with so many teams airing it out, it's important that cornerbacks not just play tight coverage, but are able to come up and make stops as well.
Yeah, both those guys are playing on the edge. And they we're looking at Robertson as a rover, and maybe Gardner as a guy that might be an inside guy. But I think Gardner's going to end up on the outside because he's a guy that comes off the edge. Actually, I coached his dad in college at SMU, and he played football as a freshman, because he's a long kid. He's about 6'2" and a half, about 190. And he didn't play football his sophomore and junior year, and then he came back out his senior year. And I remember his dad calling me back when he was a freshman, said, you know, keep your eye on this guy. And then I didn't hear from his dad until about October, November this year, and said, you know, my son's playing, having a hell of a year, and evaluate him, see what you think. And so it was pretty cool to be able to, you know, recruit somebody that you'd coached his dad years ago.
I was going to say that had to have been kind of a surreal experience for you.
Well, his dad was a shorter guy. His mom played basketball at SMU, and his dad played football there. And the kid is taller than both of them. But they're going to, he's got a chance to be a pretty good football player. I think all these guys do. And then the next part of this is how motivated they're going to be, how hard they're going to work, and you know what we've got coming back or coming out of spring practice, and once we get all these guys together and put them together, then we can kind of evaluate and say, all right, we got this, and this kid has had a good summer, and this kid can do this, and it's a process. It doesn't happen just because they signed. These guys better get to work and get back in the weight room and get out there in the field and start running so that they're going to be in shape when our guys get going.
How exciting is it when you bring in a class of 39 from high school and then you throw in a couple of junior college transfers as well and some coming from four-year institutions and get them out during spring ball and have some competitions for positions?
Well, we're looking forward to that. We've got an opportunity to evaluate a lot of kids and newcomers this spring and anxious to get those guys going. And our team is, we were scheduled to have a team meeting this afternoon, but because school has been canceled, then we canceled our team meeting. But we'll reconvene on Monday, and hopefully if there's no school tomorrow, we'll get back in the workout room and get these guys, get them going.
One position we didn't touch on just yet, linebacking, and Midwestern State bringing in a handful of linebackers, Connor Jones-Searcy out of Midlothian Heritage High School, Garrett Mathers out of Blue Ridge High School, just two of what should be a deep linebacking core set to arrive on campus.
I think that all those linebacker guys are athletic. They're a little bit bigger than some of the ones that we've recruited in the past at this stage. Bigger meaning heavier and in some cases a little taller. I think that, some of these guys have Martinez was in camp this summer. Of course, talk about Gardner, but Mathers is at a small school that can really, really get out and get it. I mean, he's a 6 foot one, maybe 6 foot half inch, 225, 228 pound kid. That's rock solid kid. That is a good hitter. This Vance kid, there's another kid that his dad played at Vanderbilt as I was going in there in 97, just finished up, and dad went on to play pro ball for several years, and we've kind of stayed in touch a little bit, and then they came up for a ball. I think they were here last spring game, and then they came up for a game, and then we just, recruited him, and I think he's got a big upside. Dallas Reed is another guy that I think that has got a bigger frame. Jones, Searcy, I mean, gosh, he might be the biggest one of all of them. And the good thing is, as we've evaluated them at this point, we think that they can run and they're athletic. And so when you got guys that can run or athletic, then you got a chance to get better. And, that's the whole thing is we want kids that can run, and then we'll find a place for them if they grow or if they don't fit at that particular spot.
We're chatting with Midwestern State head football coach Bill Maskell, National Signing Day 2020, the Stang Gang 2020 podcast. Coach, take us through the thought process for Midwestern State. When do you start looking at some of these kids?
Well, we go out in April, May, and spend about 20 days on the road. And at that point, everybody thinks they're Division I kid, and so we just gather names and listen to coaches talk. And I mean, there's a couple of guys on this board that I can go back that weren't even brought to our attention. I'll tell you, one of them, our tight end, Ed White, was 185 pounds last spring, and out of Garland, Lakeview Centennial, and we kind of just didn't even have him on our radar until we went back in there, and then all of a sudden now he's 6'3 and a half. He might be 6'4. He's 210 pounds. So he's put on 25 pounds since last year, and he looks like he can put on another 25. So those guys, most of them we've looked at in the spring, and then we go to all these camps the first 2 weeks in June, and we get a chance to watch these guys move around and see them athletically, and then we follow them and can, once we know that we've got a couple targets, and then we can watch them on tape and see how they're doing there, and then the next thing you know, we go back out in December and try to, after we've evaluated them on tape, and then go get in their homes. And so in some cases, we've been working on some of these kids since last summer. Last spring, we don't bring a bunch of kids to the spring game. And so it's, you know, we'll start next week and start on our camp situation. We'll start on getting ready to start look for next year's class. It never stops.
You know, you hear these stories of some of the Division I powerhouses offering kids scholarships when they're 8 or 9 years old. Is Midwestern State typically its junior or senior year of high school?
We're probably not going to offer anybody until after their junior year. That in some cases, we just got to watch them enough. The thing with even when I was in Division I, my calendar was a little bit different, but now, you know, like the last 2 weeks that we were out, all the Division I schools were out looking at, they had already signed, they had an early signing date, they were looking at juniors and they were looking at sophomores. And so as we look, you know, we're not that far in advance. So we've got to do a little bit more research and a little bit more, spend more time on these guys to make sure that we're on the right ones. And sometimes, you know, even when you're at the Division I schools and you work that hard, you're still going to miss a time or two.
Over the years, what have you found with the student athletes you're recruiting? Is the biggest reason they come to Midwestern State or these schools because of the success of Midwestern State? Is it because of the ability to play right of way? Do you find them choosing schools because of facilities? What is that number one reason why so many kids choose to come here?
Well, I think at Division II, you know, you've got to have a love for the game because not everybody's going to get a full scholarship, and if hardly any, actually. And so, one, they've got to be prepared to understand that, and I think money is a factor. I think location's a factor. I think facilities are a factor. I think winning's a factor. All those things go into play in trying to make a decision.
Do the Mustangs pay attention to what other Lone Star Conference schools are doing on National Signing Day?
You know, I'm sure our coaches do. I haven't even had a chance to look today because we've been so busy doing our own thing. At some point in time, we'll look and see how everybody did. But what's most important is what we did, and not worry about what somebody else did.
You've been doing this for a long time. Just how competitive is it out there on the recruiting trail?
I think it's pretty goddamn competitive. You know, we battle our schools. We really didn't go up against Tarleton. We had a couple kids that Tarleton had interest in, but didn't do anything on. But Angelo, West Texas, Commerce, Kingsville, even Eastern New Mexico this year looked at a couple of the kids we were looking at. And then, you know, then I think that the fringe kids, you know, they're looking at Stephen F. Austin, Sam Houston, Abilene Christian, Incarnate Word, you know, some of the Dallas kids are looking at the Louisiana school. So, you know, it's every year. We had a kid, this Anthony kid was committed to us for about a month and kind of knocked off his recruitment and it stopped all his visits. And then all of a sudden last week, Reno comes in and they're actually looking for juniors, but then the coach must have said something and they said, well, I really, really like him. Let's see if we can get it approved by our coaches. And they decided to go in a different direction. But, I mean, he was on hold with us for a couple of days just because you know, Nevada Reno was going to, you know, probably going to offer him that. Every indication was that was what was going to happen.
You've been at Midwestern State since 2002. Is it amazing for you to see how much recruiting has changed in that time period?
I think it's all influenced by Division One. I can remember, we've always gone out in the spring. I think that's critical to do that. But the camps, things have been a big adjustment for everybody. I think that now that Division One's got an early signing date, that's influenced everybody. And so there's a lot of things that have changed. I think we're probably, because of early signing, we're getting a better product than what we were maybe years ago, just because all of the Division One kids are already scooped up. And now the kids that thought they were going to be a Division One prospect and haven't been offered a scholarship most likely are not going to get offered that scholarship. So, and those kids are good football players. They're just either, you know, they're not fast enough or they don't meet the measurables that the Division One schools are looking for.
39 high school kids incoming to Midwestern State. What is that number? Is that number on par to what the Mustangs have brought in over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're going to be somewhere between 30 and 40 every year. And it seems like it's in that vicinity. I think sometimes we've had a few more or a few less. So, you know, now what we've got to do is get back on there. Back in the weight room with our current players and see about developing some of these young freshmen that we had this year and our older kids and get ready for spring practice.
Midwestern State head football coach Bill Maskell, a busy man today on National Signing Day 2020. We thank you for carving out some time to join us on the Stang Gang 2020 podcast.
Glad to help. Anytime.